Another Sydney mom-and-pop convenience store has closed its doors for good. The Welton Street Mini Mart is the most recent standalone mom-and-pop-style convenience store in Sydney to shutter. It comes on the heels of the recent closure of Max Convenience near Wentworth Park and the closures in the last decade of the Jimmy Dan's convenience store in Sydney South End and Jack's Convenience in Ashby. I spoke with Cape Breton University economics professor Patrick de la Merande about the trend of local mom-and-pop convenience stores shutting down to offer insight into why they're closing their doors. So the reason I was reaching out is because I saw just yesterday that a convenience store here in Sydney, the Welton Street Mini Mart, is going to be closing its doors. And it's one of many, actually, in the area that have closed their doors recently and in the last few years. I think there was another one called Max Convenience. So what kind of insight can you give us into why we're seeing these local mom and pop convenience stores close down?
For the way it is really a question of the switching in the market base for one reason. Convenience stores are selling tobacco products and lottery tickets, and they're making a lot of their revenues from those two sources. But what we saw from the historical data is there's a decrease in cigarettes and lottery tickets as well. Atlantic Corporation for lotteries are making money, but they're doing way more money now than in the past from online tickets, from online games, and way less from the retails. So those kind of revenues were kind of a steady sources of revenues for convenience stores. And yeah, it's less the case now. So it's even more complicated for the convenience stores. So this is one of the reasons that could explain the decrease and the closing of retail convenience stores.
Okay.
Another reason is the inflation that we saw lately. Okay. Convenience stores are markets. It's a typical market where the margin of profit is very thin. So some changes could have a huge impact on the profitability of convenience stores. And with inflation that we saw over since the pandemic, that's created a lot of pressures on the convenience stores to find ways to look for cutting costs, and it was kind of difficult for them to do it.
Yeah, and what kind of effect do chain convenience stores have, like needs? Are those also another factor in the kind of decline of these mom-and-pop shops?
What do you mean by this?
Well, you know, you see needs convenience stores around. Do those kind of take business away? Are those kind of a factor in this as well?
Clearly, it could play a big impact because one of the sources of revenues that is a real benefit from those chains of convenience stores is all the importing and the supply management. Since they have more convenience stores to fill, they can have a better network to supply those markets and to supply those convenience stores. So that gives them an advantage in terms of cost versus the local retail stores with no such access to the network and to better prices.
Okay. And that was pretty much everything I had, unless there's anything you wanted to mention about this, something we might not have touched on, or any other points about it.
Well, one thing that we can think about is also the impact of eventually, and it's just starting, but it's the impact of the electric cars that will have on some gas stations and eventually the convenience stores that will have some aspect. But I don't think in the late experience of closing that will be an impact, but maybe in the future it will be. But no, I think there is something that maybe we overlook is the impact of Uber Eats or all the delivery services in terms of food. Because sometimes when people will say, hey, we want to eat something tonight, we don't want to go out, we can just bring something from the convenience stores. But now it's easier just to dial up, call Uber Eats and order something from Uber Eats directly.
Right.
And this could have an impact as well on local convenience stores.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking a sec to chat with me. This was really good.
Okay, perfect.
Other standalone mom-and-pop convenience stores still operating in the Sydney area include Terrace Convenience on Terrace Street and Mi'kmaq Gas and Convenience and John Kay's Convenience in Member 2. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.